Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are moments when you are a parent and you look at your little baby and you're like, oh my God, they're all grown up when they get so big on me.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin has reached one of those moments because his little girl is all grown up now.
Yeah, you know, she's worked at the loading dock now for a couple of years and she used to be a food runner. And that's the person who goes back and orders and helps orders your food and brings it to your table. She has now graduated to full-on server.
Wow.
That's a really big promotion.
And
yeah, she definitely makes more money than Kevin now.
Yeah, that's exactly. For sure. Well, and that's the weird thing because actually she got a pay cut because, you know, waitresses and waiters, they make less because the tips are more. So it's weird. We were trying to explain to her that actually it was a pay raise.
Yeah, for sure.
But when she was like looking at her first paycheck, she was like, I don't get, and then I got the tips
and cash.
But you know, it's been fun because Sarah and I aren't much drinkers. We've been trying to quiz her or kind of work with her on certain drinks. Because
that's tough.
Yes.
Does she have to remember them?
She has to remember them, but it's like, you know, there's only certain drinks that are on the menu. But you can then, you know, make offshoots or make the originals with
that. And people will ask questions, and you kind of just have to know.
So
they will ask that? Interesting.
She's got a lot of questions about vermouth.
That's funny.
And so do I.
I know what that is.
Exactly.
For a Manhattan.
Like, yeah, right. You know,
sweet
so
vermouth?
That, and, you know, no issues with Long Island iced teas yet. So
that's funny.
I was going to say.
About that. But, you know, also for her, too, being deaf, it's a little harder. It's a crowded situation. So she's writing stuff down.
Is she nervous about it?
She was at first, but they've done a great job with training her. And, you know, they have like, you know, their captains and their people they kind of work with to kind of, you know, not just her, but other people who are graduating to servers. And that's been really helpful. Plus, she starts off, and this is what's really cool about the loading dock in Grafton. It has the summer crowd, which goes outside. And then inside where she's at now is the ice rink.
Oh, okay.
So even though, and she had a pretty good crowd. She did a couple of parties this weekend. But it hasn't been, you know, super, super crowded yet. Now, I know it's going to get there, especially as you start getting closer to Christmas, especially for New Year's.
Is it weird for you? Because you guys, like, there's only so many restaurants where you guys live. The loading dock is, like, the hot spot when you guys go out to eat. It was one thing to have her, like, just being working at the loading dock or, like, running on food. She can now be your server. Is that weird?
It is a little weird. It's
like,
you know,
yeah, my daughter is my server.
Yeah, I can already see ordering, you know, an Irish coffee and she's like, I didn't put any whiskey in that, Dad. You got to drive home.
Yeah, that's sweet. I want to go out there and see her.
Yeah. So, I mean, she
works.
Well,
we got to, like, get a passport and then we can go out
there.
Right,
yeah.
But she works weekends. So if you're heading to the loading dock, look for Kennedy Burkoff and please generously tip her.
Yeah, tip her because they're pulling on a budget, man.